Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy Reveals. I'm your host, Joy Packard. I'm so thankful that you're here with me, taking the time out of your very busy schedule. And today I wanted to talk about something we don't often celebrate. And it's the quiet, unrecognized moments in life. The ones where we're showing up, doing the right thing, and giving our best, and no one's watching. Because let's be honest, we all crave acknowledgement. We want to be seen, appreciated, and valued, especially when we poured so much of ourselves into something or someone. But what are the most meaningful parts of your story are happening in the moments no one ever sees? Today, I had to take care of three of my grandkids, and let me tell you, it made me appreciate even more again the life of motherhood. Like, I did this with eight kids, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I literally am so exhausted. I don't think I've been sitting for very long today. I was on my feet a lot, just either changing diapers or bringing other kids to the bathroom or feeding them, playing with them outside, bathing, all the kind of things. And so we live in a world obsessed with visibility. If it's not posted, shared, or validated, it's easy to wonder if it even counts. But the truth, some of the greatest work you'll ever do, the healing, the growing, the forgiving, the rebuilding, happens in silence. When you're wiping away your own tears after holding everyone else together, when you're staying kind, even when people don't notice your effort, when you're showing up again and again with no applause, no credit, no thank you. Those are sacred moments, and they're the proof of your character. There's a quote by Rumi that says, "Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder." That's what the unseen seasons are. Gentle rain. They don't make noise, but they make things grow. I remember a time when I felt completely invisible, managing so much behind the scenes for my family and trying to keep everyone moving forward. There were no compliments, no acknowledgement, no, you're doing great, just me, quietly doing what needed to be done. And years later, one of my kids said something that stopped me cold. They said, "Mom, I always noticed how you never quit on us, even when things were hard." That moment reminded me, people may not thank you right away, but your consistency plants seeds that bloom later, sometimes years later. Another time in business, I had a season where I was working late nights on a project that wasn't taking off. I felt discouraged, like all my effort was invisible. But that season taught me patience, resilience, and how to keep going when only I could see the vision. Those lessons became the foundation for everything I built later. So let me ask you, where are you being faithful right now without recognition? Where are you showing up even though no one's clapping? That's your root work. It's the unseen effort that anchors you, strengthens you, and prepares you for what's coming next. When you feel invisible, remember, visibility and value are not the same thing. Being unseen doesn't mean you're unworthy. Sometimes it just means you're in a sacred season of growing roots. That's a verse that says, "Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." That always grounds me because it reminds me you are seen even when you feel invisible. Here are a few reminders I love to hold on to during those seasons. This is an unknown quote. "The best work you'll ever do will never make the highlight reel." Another one by Dalai Lama. "The roots of all goodness lie in the soil of appreciation for goodness." And the last one, Morgan Harper Nichols had said, "You're not behind, you're becoming." Each of those speaks to a different kind of strength, the strength of someone who keeps showing up. Not for attention, but for purpose. Think about this. The people who have impacted you the most, were they always visible? Probably not. They were the ones who showed up quietly, who cared, who gave without keeping score, and that's probably who you are too. So don't underestimate the ripple effect of your unseen love, the child who feels your patience, and the friend who remembers your kindness, the stranger who felt your smile. None of it is wasted. There's a kind of beauty that can only be born in the quiet, in the spaces where no one is clapping, but you're still choosing to keep your heart open, and the silence where you keep believing that your presence matters, because it does. You're not behind, you're blooming beneath the surface, and one day, what's been growing and private will shine in public, not for attention, but because it's finally time. So keep going, keep giving, keep loving in the quiet. The world might not see it right now, but heaven does. And someday you'll look back and realize those unseen moments were actually the most beautiful parts of your story. This is Joy Packard, and this has been Joy Reveals. And until next time, keep shining quietly. The world feels it, and even if it doesn't say so. All right, with that, I appreciate you taking the time out again. Feel free to share this episode, the show, and more importantly, leave a review. It helps the show so much to be ranked. All right, take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.